Kathleen Levy. She is the fine reporter for the Atlantic State Journal. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
You know, I am tired. It was a long meeting last night at the Lansing School District.
Well, let's dive right into that. The Lansing School District created a committee to look into not only how they could function better, but what they can do to be more fiscally effective, and they're considering closing some schools and some other aspects of helping them to improve. Tell us about that meeting and what you learned.
Well, the meeting, there was a lot going on at last night's meeting, and they didn't really get to the meat of the issue until after 10:30. The committee did not sit down to make its report until after 10:30. I left at midnight because my deadline was passed, and apparently they still kept going until after 1 o'clock. And basically, now this committee has recommended, of course, the part that's getting the most attention is closing either Sexton or Eastern high schools, and I know that you have ties to Eastern, and a lot of people feel very strongly about these issues. Eastern supporters were there at the meeting in force last night. There were also a few other people who spoke during the public comment, but two of the most interesting people who spoke during the public comment were members of the committee who said, you know what, this is really not what we recommended. That there was a minority on our subcommittee that wanted to close buildings, and that wound up in the final report, and we don't endorse the report. So that was kind of interesting.
What I find interesting is that they're facing budget deficits, and it would appear with the declining enrollment that they don't have enough students to support the keeping open of all the buildings that they have. What do you think?
They definitely, you know, 8 years ago there were 20,000 students, and now there are 13,500 students. There's this great unknown of the uncapped charter schools. How many more charter schools will come to the area and how that will affect enrollment is a huge unknown right now. Technically, there are few enough students that you could have two high schools and fit them into the buildings. But one of the things that Jack Davis pointed out, this was his last board meeting after 12 years, and one of the things that he pointed out, and of course he's an Eastern grad himself, was that if we find a way to solve the dropout problem, they'll need more building capacity. And so two high schools might not be enough if they can do that.
Well, Kathleen, I think that at the core of what's going on with the Lansing School District is the parents. And we're working on something special that we're going to include you in, but we're in the beginning stages of a program that will help adults and parents with their kids. And it seems that that's at the core, because if they get all the kids in school who need to be there and having and get them the support that they need to be successful, obviously it'll help the district in a great way.
Yeah, I think that's exciting, and I think that is time and again we see that parent component, the family and community component, is very, very important in keeping kids in school and making them successful.
Now, just in listening to your tone, you sound, I don't know, frustrated's the right word, but almost like nothing was really resolved and they waited for the good stuff until everyone was gone. Was anything accomplished?
Well, they did not intend to take action on the report last night. You know, my understanding was that they intended to accept the report. The key is that they were supposed to have pretty much a workable plan by tonight that they could execute for spring. And this report is more of a philosophical statement than an executable plan. So there was some criticism of the fact that they felt like they had not delivered everything that needs to happen for everything to fall into place for the district to move forward.
Anything new on the finding a new superintendent of schools for the Lansing School District front?
Well, you know what? They did discuss the superintendent search a little bit last night, and what they want to do is move ahead in January with searching for, beginning to search for a replacement superintendent. And hopefully they will have somebody in place by June when T.C. Wallace Jr., when his contract is up and he intends to retire.
All right. Saw something online at LSJ.com revolving around Pattengill, and the principal felt he had to make a statement because there were rumors that there was riots and arrests and physical problems with students against teachers. But he was trying to calm that misinformation, as he says. What do you know about that?
Well, I had a fairly extensive conversation with him last night about that, and one of the things that I think is interesting about this is that his solution for this issue. Now, in a nutshell, kids in art class have had substitute teachers because a teacher has been out for an extended period, and they have not been they've been unruly with under their substitute teachers, and. This involves about 130 kids, and he had a meeting with these kids yesterday and basically said, you know what, you guys are unruly and I need some help here, and what we're going to do is call your parents into a meeting after the holiday break, and we're going to get your parents to help us maintain order here at school. And I think this kind of speaks to the issue that we were just discussing about the fact that, in fact, the community and the families do need to be more involved in dealing with some of these educational issues.
Well, that sounds like a problem. That's a lot of kids, and that's a lot of parents that are going to be coming in.
It is. It is. And I think I'm going to attend that meeting and just see what goes down there.
All right. Kathleen, I know it was a late night for you. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Oh, no problem at all.